You can get a hold of us many different ways, at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can always text the show, 502-795-1997. Sometimes, you know, you send us messages, turn around, toss it out, see if we can get a little perspective on you.
Claire sent us a message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, so I was at a concert over the weekend, and of course the line for the women's restroom was super long.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was no wait in the men's room.
Okay.
So I just went for it and used the men's room. No harm, no foul, right?
Right.
Well, when my boyfriend found out, he got really upset. He didn't like that I did that, and my friend sort of agreed with him.
Mm.
She said that I'm putting myself in a room with a bunch of drunk guys with their stuff out. Plus, she said if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't want guys to use the ladies' room, right?
Okay.
So what's your thought on this whole thing? I thought that was kind of an unspoken rule of the land, but apparently I'm wrong.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. And if you use my message, please change my name. Love you, mean it. Okay, that it was Claire in quotes. That wasn't
we'll
a real name.
We'll say that one's quotes.
Quotes. That wasn't her
yeah,
name.
I mean, if your girlfriend's name is Claire, it's definitely not your Claire
her.
Because it's obviously
that's
in quotes.
It's a fake Claire. It's a fake Claire. Okay, so I will say this. I maybe have done that one time, but there was nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
And like had a friend kind of
run guard. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you did go in there and there's other dudes in there, yeah, I get that they're probably like, okay,
now, I've been in a guy's restroom at events and things like that, and there will be typically when a female comes in, when there are other guys in there, a guy is ushering her in.
Oh, and like, so he's like standing guard in the stall, maybe?
Like a guy's like, no, it's good, you know, my friend needs it, whatever. And so he like brings her in and tosses her in a stall. Like, I've never seen a woman just come into the men's room
while there's other men in there.
Now,
yeah,
I will also say that we were just at an event recently, and there was a guy's restroom and a female's restroom, and there was a long line for the female's restroom,
right.
But they were single rooms. It was like open the door, shut the door,
and there was only one toilet in there.
And my wife was like, I'm just going to the guy's room. And so
okay, well then because there's no one else in there,
exactly.
And then you stand guard.
So she did that and she left, you know, again.
I think that's different.
Kind of a no harm, no foul there from Claire. Sorry, in quotes, Claire. Hey, by the way, if you're going to want us to change your name,
say that
put it at the beginning.
Put it at the beginning. Because Ben just copies and pastes and puts it in the show. He doesn't really particularly read through all of it.
I mean, I read the headline. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Exactly. He reads like if you send him an email, he's going to read the subject line. That's about it.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Okay.
So are you wrong? No, I don't think you're wrong necessarily all the time.
I get your friend and your boyfriend's point of view, though, that if he wasn't there to like usher you in and to kind of stand guard,
yeah,
and there's other dudes in there, I get why he was upset. If it was completely empty, nobody else in there,
right?
You go in there, have somebody stand guard, though. I don't think it's cool for women to be walking in when there's lots of dudes in there. Like, I agree with your friend and your boyfriend about that. For next time.
Have you said that happened one time for you.
Yeah.
But I think that aren't women's restrooms better than men's normally?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Way cleaner. Nine times out of ten.
Are they, though? Because
nine times out of ten.
Women that are like, women's restrooms are nasty. And I'm just thinking from a guy's perspective, like, guys' restrooms are pretty nasty, too.
Well, they can all be nasty if it's a busy concert and there's a ton of people using them and they probably haven't had time to clean.
And you're hovering, you're not sitting.
Okay.
Things can splash.
All right.
Yeah.
I think women, by and large, though, are a little bit better about cleaning up.
Do you clean
than
up?
Men are.
If you're hovering?
Yes.
You hover, right?
I usually lay down a layer of toilet paper on the seat first.
What if that toilet paper then comes up all, like, wet?
Okay, I'm wiping this. I check first. I wipe the seat, and then I put down a layer of toilet paper. Then I'm doing my business, and then we're fine.
Okay.
Okay, that's the way. Okay. So back to the subject at hand.
Yeah.
I would say next time, if you're in that situation, make sure nobody else is in the men's room and then have someone stand guard.
Yeah, maybe.
I
wouldn't
just waltz in there when there's a bunch of dudes in there using it.
Maybe that's a good rule of thumb. Sure.
That's what I would say. Because I agree that it's not necessarily safe.
Jacqueline says, have you ever been in a woman's public restroom, Kelly? They're gross.
Okay. Well, yeah, all right. Most of the place. Okay. It depends on the establishment.
Right. Right. All right. Well, there you go. Person.
So we side with her boyfriend and the friend. Like maybe next time we don't do that.
Oh, I mean, I think that it's fine what she did, but I think that with a little asterisk of.
I think you're contradicting yourself. Like, it's fine, but don't do it again.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you've got an escort into the men's room or there's no one using it.
Okay.
That's my asterisk.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, you're fine to use it.
Yes.
I mean, I don't hold the crown over the men's restroom
the
to say.
The question was, though, that she walked in and used it when there are other dudes in there. Is that bad? They said it was bad. Yes, that's bad. Don't do that again.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Well, there we go.
Quotes Claire.
Yeah, quote Claire.
Not a real name.
Not a real name. Never would say her real
name.
Not
even close to her real name.
Nope.